Well, he does have a lock, I think, pretty much on leadership of the Republicans, so that what he has to do is make sure that the Republicans win a majority in the House, and then he becomes the Speaker. He's spending a lot of time on that. He's traveling around the country. He goes to fundraisers. I think that's his main job, is to try to help people raise money. He's become something of a celebrity nationally. People, the kinds of people who contribute to politics will pay a good-sized fee to hear him speak. And it is very time-consuming, and it is absolutely his top priority for these several months. I think it's been his top priority all year.
There was an NPR story that aired earlier this week that was talking about these young Republicans who are ambitious. They're called the Young Guns, and they're sort of an anti-establishment aspect of the Republican Party. Should the Republicans win the majority in November, do you think that that will pose any problems for Boehner running for Speaker of the House?
Well, I wouldn't think so, because he's going to be out there campaigning for all of them. And what's going to happen if the Republicans take the majority, by definition, there will be a lot of these new young people, and he will have helped them. And probably not only campaign for them and raise money for them, maybe even given them some money. He's always had money on hand to give to other Republicans. And that can go a long way toward buying your support. I think that he probably has a bigger problem if the Republicans don't win control of the House. Then there'll be some dissatisfaction. The person who presided over the defeat always has some explaining to do. But I think if they win the House, he'll get the job of Speaker.
It's interesting, because the race here in the 8th District, John Boehner's sort of the more establishment incumbent Republican member. Is there any pushback here locally for that?
His opponent hopes so. It's the issue he pushes. Talks about Boehner having been there a very long time, having become sort of the prototypical politician, always out on golfing outings with big money people. And his opponent tries to say that he's lost touch with the community. But it's a pitch that has been made before without gaining much traction. The party label really, people don't like to hear this, but party label really means an awful lot. It determines how most people vote on most things. And we're talking about a district where, you know, Barack Obama got 38% of the vote when he was carrying the country by a pretty wide margin. And that outsider thing just isn't enough to overcome that, typically.
The Democratic opponent you're speaking of is Justin Cousselet. And you mentioned a little bit about him. So what is his big platform that he's running for?
It's that Boehner has lost touch with the community. It's that he is in the grip of very tight relationships with big business corporations, big corporations that contribute a great deal of money to his campaigns. That, as I said, these are the kinds of people he goes golfing with. John Boehner takes one position that's sort of been his trademark, which is that he doesn't try to get earmark money for his district. Earmark money is money for special projects that the presidential administration doesn't request and Congress adds on a district-by-district basis. Been a very hot controversy in Congress over the last few years. Well, when Boehner came in 1990, he said he is not going to go for that kind of money. Cousselet says, you know, everybody else goes for it. He's not serving his community, and he hopes that that kind of message will resonate.
Will we see any debates between John Boehner and Justin Cousselet?
I would not think so. Typically, the candidate who is the odds-on favorite to win won't agree to debates, because there's nothing to be gained. It gives the new guy more visibility than he can otherwise get, and why would he want to do that? That's typically the way the game is played. Meanwhile, it does require him to spend more time here locally, and he does want to be out campaigning elsewhere.
So chances for Justin Cousselet upsetting that race?
Conventional wisdom would hold that they're slim to none.
Martin Gottlieb is on the editorial staff at the Dayton Daily News and is a columnist who covers politics. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.